the life and teachings of Venerable Ajahn Chah. In a fitting way, yesterday was very talkative, full of images and sound, and so we thought that we would begin this day, as is the custom with Gil's group here in the Mid-Peninsula, to carry on with the normal Sunday morning routine of a silent sitting meditation to begin with, and a short walking period, and then a second sitting. And so we'll be doing that, and then in the second period of meditation, Ajahn Sundra will give a little instruction for those of you who are quite new to the whole meditation world, and all those of you who are familiar with it but would appreciate some guidance. And then later on this morning, Jack Cornfield will be giving the main talk of the morning, and will be joining us for the rest of the day as well. So we'll sit first of all for about half an hour now. And so please, whatever meditation practice you're familiar with, as long as it doesn't make too much noise, please direct your mind in that way. And maybe if someone who's near the door could leave one or two of the doors open, so that those who are arriving can come in quietly. There's always a few latecomers. Thank you.
With your back upright, and I'll give a guided meditation for about 20 minutes. Can you hear me? Okay, so I'll speak a little louder. I'll give a guided meditation for the next 20-25 minutes. And first of all, just sit comfortably on a chair with your back fairly upright. Make sure your shoulders are relaxed, your hands sort of resting on your lap. Check that your neck is not is aligned with your spine, so your chin is slightly tucked in. Close your eyes gently, or simply you can keep them half open, just gazing about 3 feet in front of you. And for the next few minutes, just let your attention rest on the body sitting, the space around the body. Notice just the space in which you are sitting right now. You can feel the noise in the room, the sounds, different sounds, and the space in which you are sitting. The silence. Resting the attention in the present moment, feeling the body sitting, the space in which you're sitting, and you're aware of just the silence, the sounds, the breath. You breathe in and out gently. So for the next while, you're making friends with just the present moment, making friends with the body itself, the space in which you're sitting, and the breath. There's nothing really you need to do right now except just sort of get a sense of resting. Resting in the moment. You may have many thoughts, all sorts of things going on in the mind. That is not an obstacle. You can just rest with whatever is going on, and using the body as a kind of frame of reference, as a kind of reference point, which reminds you when you wander off in all directions, when your mind is scattered or distracted or running off from the present moment, running away from the present moment, and you just bring your attention back to the body sitting, the space in which you're sitting, the room here, people around, you can feel the presence of people around you. So it's a very open attention, focused in the present moment. Relaxed, broad, spacious. Now, in that space, bring your attention to the whole body now, from the top of your body down to your toes, top of the head down to the toes. You slowly and gently and very, very slowly, you just sweep the body with attention, with mindfulness. So very gently you become aware of the various part of your bodies without concentrating on any one of them, just simply being receptive to the various bodily sensations as you breathe normally and relaxed, natural way. Then you feel your physical sensations as you go through the body, one part of the body to another, gently. And I like the image of, so some of you may have been in the East and you remember those gentle little brooms that people use to sweep their house. And in forest monasteries, used to sweep the ants and all sorts of creatures, and you don't hurt them because the broom is, the actual broom is very soft. So imagine your attention just being like a broom sweeping slowly and gently the sensation of the body, not to get rid of them or to do anything with them, but just simply to relax into them, to breathe through them, and to receive the body as it is, relaxed, in a restful attitude. Notice any tension or tingling sensations, any feeling of pressure or weight. Some parts of the body feel light and pleasant, others heavy and painful, and a mixture of both. Other parts of the body feel nothing, sort of as in a kind of empty hole. Empty. Some part of our body we're totally unaware of, unconscious of. And so just let your attention rest on that feeling of nothing happening, or emptiness, kind of hole, a gap. And notice how parts of the body feel very heavy, others light. Some very familiar, other unfamiliar. And there's some feel very tense, uptight, pressured. Others happy, light. So you don't need to think about these things. Just feel. Don't try to create something when that's not here right now. Simply feel as it is, the body itself. and you go from the top of your head down to your feet, go back up slowly and gently up to the head and down to your feet again, very softly, very gently. Take your time, there's no time for it. You have no, even though we have a limit in time to do this, right now in each moment we are as if we were really having eternity in front of us. So there's no need to hurry or to get anywhere. The feeling of resting and making friend is very important in this practice. And you will find, of course, that your mind has a different agenda from now. It's kind of doing something else, wants to do something else, not particularly interested, perhaps, to be with the sensations of the body. So it doesn't matter, no matter how many times it wanders off, so caught into thinking, memories, planning, scheming, hoping, remembering, and so on. Gently, in the same way you gently sweep the body with attention, you gently bring it back, wanders off. You don't need to get angry with yourself or upset or tense because you've lost the contact with the present moment. Just always gentleness is the key in the practice. The key word, patience, gentleness, kindness. Notice sensations which are neither pleasant nor unpleasant, really neutral, kind of boring for the mind, things we never really are very much conscious of because they don't grab our attention. So don't exclude or neglect this sort of the part of your body that do not have any particular appealing or attractive features to them. And as you do this, the body begins to relax and find its own balance. The energy starts flowing. The less you interfere with it, the more the balance is established. Energetically, emotionally, physically, in every ways, you find the body has its own intelligence, its own wisdom. If you relax into it, if with attention you become conscious of its presence and a multitude of sensations that arise from moment to moment, so you start getting a sense of flow and change, kind of. You realize the body is in constant state of flux, changing from second to second, from moment to moment. Even the pain that may feel heavy and unbearable as you bring attention gently onto it is transformed into a perception of change. You can see the kind of how it the pain gets dismantled, so to speak. Instead of this lump, painful lump, you feel suddenly a kind of sensation just rising and changing and falling and so on. And so that's kind of very relaxing, just that consciousness getting in touch with a natural flux of energy and bodily sensations. It eases off tension, contraction knots that we create through misperceiving the body, seeing it as unchanging, permanent lump. So through sweeping like this, you are in touch with the flow of bodily sensations, gently, softly. And caringly. As you finished, it's going up and down a few times. Simply let your attention rest on the whole body breathing. You notice the in-breath, the out-breath, beginning and the end, and the middle, and the space around the breath. So very spacious attention. No, you don't need to focus on one point right now. Simply feel the natural breath coming in and out of the body, and the space in which this is happening. Again, relaxing and resting into the flow, the rhythm of your breath. Noticing especially the ending of your out-breath, which we often shorten. We cut that short through just tension and hurriedness. We speed up the natural process of our body. So now take really eternity. You just have eternity in front of you, just to make friend with the breath, feeling the space as you breathe, the whole body breathing, and at the same time aware of the in-breath and the out-breath. If the breath is whatever is familiar to you, I'm giving you the breath as a kind of meditation object in its kind of a very wide meditation object, not something focused just on single point, but just simply feeling the body breathing. But maybe some of you are unfamiliar with this practice, and you can use Ajahn Amaro, as long as you don't make too much noise, as he said, and start disturbing people around you. Use whatever meditation object you are accustomed to, and that helps you to relax and to help the mind to settle down and calm down. So for some of you, maybe the breath, and you can try this. If you have developed other means, other objects, please feel free to use those. But what is important in this practice of meditation is the way you approach the whole new object of meditation. So for example, right now with the breath, the attitude is one of relaxation, ease. You're not concentrating, but yet there's a balance. There's mindfulness, there's a certain degree of concentration, and the effort necessary just to stay with the one object. And again, the mind will wander off, find hundreds of ways of being distracted, but hundred times we get distracted, 100 times we gently and patiently, kindly return to the particular object that we've chosen. So, like training a child, you don't brutalize the child to get him or her to do what you feel is skillful. Through gentleness and respect, through kindness and so on, you'll have a greater chance to bring a child to do what you know is skillful for her or him. So in the same way, our mind is just the same. The more gentle you are, the patient and kind of balanced determination you have just to stay with the particular object you've chosen, or whether it's a breath or a word, particular word you repeat or whatever. The importance is, again, just to remember these objects are simply to bring the mind to a state of calm, relaxation, and help guide the mind to be really present with the experience here and now. So the object are means, not the end, not an end in itself. Remember that. So we leave the breathing alone, even though we are aware, even though we are aware of it, we leave it alone. We're not trying to control it or shorten it, lengthen it. It's not a pranayama exercise, but just being with the whole body breathing and the space around the breath. The sensations around the breath, which from moment to moment keep changing. Notice how the mind settles down when you don't interfere with it. Distractions, wandering off, remembering, thinking, getting involved with stories of yesterday and tomorrow is part of your practice. It's not something other than the meditation practice. These are those very things which will help you to appreciate the restfulness and ease that one experiences when we are present and attentive to the here and now. So they are not obstacles necessarily if we have the patience to train the mind to return gently to the present moment. So you feel the body sitting upright, the breath, the space around the breath, the whole body breathing, and the experience of flux, rhythm, movement within the experience now. This is very restful, just to feel how life flows from moment to moment, changes, moves, is for the time being. Don't get involved with your thoughts necessarily. You can notice there's mind thinking or wanting to do something else, and just gently return to the breathing space, the body breathing. As the mind settles down, the clarity of the experience in the present moment increases. You notice more when there is tension. Sometimes we breathe in and we bring into that in-breath a lot of tension habitually, and so don't struggle with it. Let it be there. The less you touch it, the more likely it will just take its natural course, which is the mind will let go of it. It's like what Ajahn Chah was saying yesterday, the cobra, mind like is like a cobra. If you get involved with it, it's just painful, sometimes deadly. If you don't have a hospital nearby. But now we've got everything in ourselves. We're well equipped. We've got the hospital, the doctors, the nurses, the cobra, and the cure. Everything. Kind of neat little kind of kit. So we don't need to go anywhere. We've got it all here. So mindfulness is a sort of chief the chief doctor. Mindfulness will clear everything, will allow things to change and flow and move on according to their nature.